It's that time of the year where I start relaying reports of wheat rust to you guys. And just this last week, both leaf rust and stripe rust were found in Kansas, in South Central Kansas. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. For both leaf rust and stripe rust in wheat, we listen to the South for rust reports. This is because rust spores move north on the winds from Texas and Oklahoma. Therefore, I listen to reports from the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma to kind of get an idea of what we might be facing in the future. For Texas, the latest report that I have is from a wheat nursery in Castroville. Castroville is just west of San Antonio. The plant pathologist there said there was uniform infections of leaf rust on susceptible wheat varieties. In addition, stripe rust was present on susceptible varieties, but was drying up because the weather wasn't conducive to its growth and development. This report didn't contain any information on area west of that location, so I haven't heard a great deal of what they're seeing in western Texas. For Oklahoma, we received a report this last Friday. This report was from the plant pathologist at Oklahoma State University. He reported rust beginning to increase in severity in southwest Oklahoma. This is primarily leaf rust that is being reported, and it's quickly approaching a time for growers to make decisions on treating with a fungicide in southwest Oklahoma. In addition, the incidence across the rest of Oklahoma has been pretty mixed, with some locations with no rust infections and others with very low incidences of leaf rust and stripe rust infections. However, given the present and short-term forecast for the temperature and moisture, the Oklahoma State pathologist is expecting leaf rust to increase. These conditions are also favorable for stripe rust, but the fact that it's being found in such low incidence indicates that the wheat may be more at risk from leaf rust than from stripe rust. Now for the report from Kansas. Survey work and field checks this week indicate that the diseases in general remain at low levels across most areas of the state. However, there are a few reports of rust activity that are a cause for concern. As I mentioned earlier, leaf rust and stripe rust were found in low incidence this last week in South Central Kansas by USDA plant pathologist and wheat breeder as they were checking research plots in Reno County. The rust diseases were found in a variety of wheat that are known to be susceptible. This means there's no evidence of a race change to our rust diseases this year. The disease was located in the mid-canopy and still at very low levels of less than 1%. I've also been out in the field this last week and have seen no indications of any type of rust on wheat in our area. So there's really no need for you to make any management decisions at this point based on these reports. I just want you to know what I'm hearing about both leaf rust and stripe rust infections to the south of us. It's also important to note that the panhandle of Texas seems to be a bit on the drier than normal side, and this is a good thing for helping suppress rust diseases. I will keep you up to date on what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing out in the field in relation to stripe rust and leaf rust. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can always see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.